This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That's right, the Paul Parent Garden Club. Haven't changed any of the names. We're going to keep that going for as long as we can. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be taking over the reins here. For those of you who haven't heard, unfortunately, on the 13th of August, my father passed away. So he will, unfortunately, won't be doing the show any longer. Been training with him for years upon years to take this over for him. Not something we planned on doing right away. My father was going to retire at some point. All those of you who have listened to my father for years know that retirement was not an option for him. So that was going to be, that could be in the distant future. So that's, that's one of the things that's been going on. Won't be changing anything. We're going to be doing the same format, same everything, same question and answer. I'll be doing everything I can to answer all your gardening questions. The phone number here to give us a call is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer anything that you have questions on in regards to gardening. I'll do my best to answer everything. If not, I'll try and find out the answer before the end of the show. Or we can always send us a question online. You can go to the website, paulparent.com. You go to that website, go all the way down to the bottom, scroll all the way down, and you can drop us a line. Contact us. It's an email address. Email. Everything's going to me. I'll be able to answer as much as possible to do everything I can. For those of you who have been reaching out, been asking questions, etc., we're getting to everybody as fast as we can. There's been a lot of emails, a lot of Facebook messages, a lot of cards, etc. We're trying to get to everything. It's been an overwhelming outreach to us. So we're doing everything we can to really just keep it going. But give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. As I said before, we're gonna keep on the same format, same everything. We're going to be working on a few things to keep my father's voice as part of this show. This, the name states, it's the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we're all part of that. Everybody out there is part of that garden club. So we want to make sure we educate everyone, as my father always thought. If he wasn't helping educate everybody out there or doing that type of thing, he wasn't doing what he should be doing. So he's passed that on to me to try and help go forward with everything. So we're going to do everything we can to keep that the same. So we'll go from there. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So give us a call if you want to, talk about any of the gardening questions. We're starting to wake up out there. It's a nice little day out there. Still got that cool feel to it, but the rest of the week's supposed to warm up here in New England. That's, we're getting our Indian summer maybe a little bit early, or the summer just hasn't ended. It seems the past few years we're always warm into September, late into September. October starts to cool down again. November cools down. December, we have a little bit of snow here and there. January's all right. And then February, for some reason, is our new crazy winter around here. I know that past couple of years, it's February's been our snowy time. Not that we want to talk about snow, but unfortunately, that's right around the corner. I hate to bring it up. It's one of those things you got to be prepared for. And as we're getting prepared to get the gardens ready the next couple, weeks, months, if you will, the lawns ready, that type of thing. We're really getting them ready for winter in New England to take care of some things. So it's we can talk about a few things. We can talk about getting your lawns ready for fall. Getting your plants into the ground. This is actually one of the best times to be planting new shrubs, trees, etc. Allow your plants to focus on their root system versus giving new foliage, new growth, that type of thing. So it's one of those things where fall is the best time for planting. A lot of garden centers start to bring in some new stuff. They have some product that's been there all year, but that they've been taken care of. But this time of year is the best time of year to be doing that. Everybody kind of thinks, all right, spring, I get out there, I get my shrubs and my trees, and then I'm done for the year. Well, this is actually a really, really good time to be putting anything in the ground. Like I said before, it allows the plant itself to calm down a little bit, not focus on new growth, new leaf, buds, that type of thing. It allows it to focus on getting a root system developed. The stronger the root system that you get developed, the stronger the plant is. And that's what you're looking for long-term success. And somebody said to me, a while ago, that if a plant can survive the first winter in New England, especially when it was, a crazier winter, then it can survive anywhere. It can survive in your yard, that type of thing. So that's something just to think about. As long as you're getting everything ready for winter, that way, it's a good way to start. So give us a call. We can discuss anything today. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you. If you want to just, tell us some of your favorite memories about Paul, that's fine too. But we're just going to keep on keeping on with the show. It's something that my father wanted. He always had talked to me about, always said to me, one day this is going to be your show. You're going to take it over. You're going to answer. So, I've been listening to him for as long as I can, 36 years. My old joke used to be, people would ask me, been listening to Paul for a long time. Say, I've been trying not to listen to him for 36 years. Well, that was a little, joke that was far from the truth, because I've been trying to listen to him for as long as I can so I could just be just like him. So, it's one of those things, is part of life, unfortunately, and we just keep on keeping on. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. See what we can do to help you. Again, it's starting to be a real nice day out there. I believe it's going to be cool again today. Yesterday was nice and cool. But we're going to get back up into the 90s in the next couple days. So watch out for that. And still continue to water your plants out there. One of the things that I always try to explain to people about watering, there's actually an art to it. When you're planting in the ground, the best way to be watering is actually deep waterings. Sprinkler systems are great, but really the best way to be watering any plants is to take the hose out, drop it onto the, where the plant is, and just turn it on with a trickle. Allow that to sit there for about 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, so it gets that deep soaking in the root system. That's something we really want to focus on to help establish that root system. Now, the more you do that, you can start to slowly cut back on that in a long-term period. It allows the plant to develop its root system. Again, I said one of the things that about fall is you want it to develop that root system to help with the winter. Now, with the watering, it's the same thing. The more you can help develop that root system, the better off the plant is. I had a professor once say, the more you take care of the roots, the better the shoots are. And that would be the plant, everything around it. Underground is just as important as above ground. To be honest, it's actually a little bit more important, but the showy feel is not underground. It's up above. Those are where the flowers are. That's where everything that's pretty cool to see is in front of you. So we can, talk a little bit about that. We can talk about some lawn care. Again, the fall is the best time to be planting some grass seed. But give me a call. We can talk about it. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions today. Feel free to give us a call. Be here till 10 o'clock today, all over. If not, you can. If you're not here for all the hours, you can go to paulparent.com and go to Listen Live, and you can listen to us for that period. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. Unfortunately, for those of you who haven't heard, a couple weeks ago on the 13th of August, my father Paul passed away. One of his wishes for us was to continue this show as long as we could. He'd been training me for a long time to be taken over for the show for him. It's a sad time, but it's an exciting time, if you will, as exciting as it can be. So I'll be taking over for the next, for as long as I can. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Trisha in Columbia, South Carolina.
Trisha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I am just waking up and was listening to your radio show, and I have a question about, you live in New England, and I'm in South Carolina.
Yep.
But I have three questions about plants.
Okay.
I have a pineapple plant, a sweet potato plant, which is a purple plant, and a geranium, and all of them are distressed. The pineapple plant is not blooming, and the leaves are withering at the ends. What do I need to do to make it healthy and bloom again?
Okay. So on that pineapple plant, how often are you watering? When are you watering daily, every other day, and how are you watering?
I'm watering by hose.
Okay.
And I'm not watering every day, but I'm watering on, I guess, about every 4 days.
Okay. And how are you watering? Just overhead? Are you just sitting there for like a minute, letting the water fill up around it, that type of thing?
No, I'm not letting it fill up. But okay. I am watering from overhead. I'm not pouring directly onto the base of the plant. What do I need to do?
Okay. So one more question before I get a little bit more info for you is, have you fertilized the plant at all this season?
I don't know what to fertilize it with.
Okay. that's fine. All right, so there's a couple things that I'd like to see you do with that pineapple plant is when you're watering, instead of going from overhead, go right from the soil, water right at the soil, and instead of doing a heavy watering, take the hose and just put it on a trickle and let it sit for just like a couple minutes. Allow that water to go all the way down into the root system and to sit there so the water is staying for a longer period of time. What I'd also suggest doing is instead of every 4 days, maybe do every other day, that type of thing. Okay. What you can also do is Espoma has a product called Citrus Tone. That fertilizer right there would help with the pineapple. It's a granular fertilizer. It's organic, so it would be fine to be putting into something that you would be eating. So you could definitely put that into the soil. It's a granular form. So what you want to do is put the granules on the widest part of, I'm assuming it's in a pot, or is it in the ground?
It's in the ground.
It's in the ground. So that however wide the pineapple leaves are, that's where you're going to put the fertilizer in to help it. Follow the instructions right on the back of the product. You don't want to do too much. Too much is not a good thing when it comes to fertilizer. You can also, at the same time, because that's a slower release, you can use some sort of like a liquid fertilizer that usually lasts about 2 weeks just to give it some nutrients to build it up. I would say that combination might help it just to start a little bit more, go a little, just to give it those nutrients to give back to you. Because what you're really doing is you're taking care of that root system under there to allow the shoots of the plant to get bigger and stronger and better. And by doing that fertilization, that should really help it.
Okay. The geranium is like, it's wilted like somebody, a little animal or something laid on it. And it's dying. Is it supposed to die back or what?
Now, do you have the perennial geranium or do you have a geranium that's like used as an annual just once a year, one and done?
I think it's a perennial.
Okay. So a lot of the geraniums that I've used are more of like a ground cover type. It covers the sides, that type of thing, and it does wilt down like that. Again, I would fertilize that. We can have a couple other products there. We're going to head to a break in a second here, so hang tight. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information of it. So hold on for me. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms off-the-record comments that he made to Bloomberg News, saying that he planned to make trade talks with Canada, quote, so insulting that they're not going to be able to make a deal. In North Carolina, the president did not deny the comments.
But I said, in the end, it's okay, because at least Canada knows how I feel, so it's fine.
The talks with Canada have been hung up on issues related to cars, agriculture, and other sectors. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said there's no deal.
The government of Canada will not sign an agreement unless it's good for Canada and good for Canadians.
A federal judge has turned down requests from Texas and other states to end the DACA program, which shields younger illegal immigrants from being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tricia about a few plants, a pineapple plant, geranium, and a sweet potato. So we're going to go right back into the geranium here. Most geraniums, if they're perennial, that I have dealt with them myself, usually don't get too tall. They're probably about, maybe the max is like 2 feet tall, but they kind of spread out and get wide. This time of year, they're usually done blooming. So they kind of look like they've just gone by and they've cut back. If on some of them, if you could, Tricia, if you could actually deadhead those geraniums a bit, deadheading is just getting rid of those flowers that have gone by, help clean it up, allow the plant to focus back on the plant itself. What happens with plants is when they flower, their constant goal is to go to seed, to reproduce and just get bigger, better, etc. So once it flowers, it's still trying to go to seed. The plant there is going to have seed pods in it, so it's going to actually focus that way. So your plant's not focusing on the rest of the plant. It's not focusing on the leaf structure, the branching, that type of thing. It's focused still on the flowers. So that could be something that's affecting it. If it is, in fact, something laid down on top of it, you could actually cut back some of the branches that might be broken. What I'd look at is on the branching, you'll see a discoloration where it might be broken or bent. You can kind of actually feel the stem as well. You'll feel the stem, and it's going to be, with the geranium, it's going to be soft, but it's going to be hard at the same time. So you're going to feel that, continue to feel down until you can maybe find where it was bent, that area. If it's bent and very soft, more likely than not, that part of the plant's not going to come back. And what the plant is doing is it's trying to fix that area. It's trying to, where the injury happened, it's trying to just really fix it and make it better for you. But the problem is that plant isn't going to be able to fix that area if it's broken or has a cut or something along those lines. It might heal over, but long term it's not for the best for the plant. So if it's something like that, that's what I would want to get rid of that area. The other thing you could do is if you haven't fertilized those, you could fertilize a little bit with some like a multi-purpose or all-purpose fertilizer, liquid fertilizer. That would help you to give it a little bit something. But a lot of geraniums are starting to, at this point, be done blooming for the season. So that could be part of it.
Okay.
All right.
Now, the sweet potato plant has little tiny circular holes in the leaves.
Okay. Is it on the inside of the leaf? Right? Not on, like, the outside? It's not chewing from the outside?
Well, I'm only looking at it from the top.
Okay. So it's just on, it's in the center of the leaf. It's not, like, from the sides of the leaf. There's not chew marks on there. It's just,
it's
like
no, it's not on the sides, no.
Okay, great.
It's in the center of the leaf.
All right. So there's so it seems like it could be like a piercing, a chewing type of insect that would be on the center there if it has those holes. So one of the things you could use, there is a product out there, that's organic that would be great to use, especially on something like this. It's called Captain Jack's, Dead Bug Brew. When you see it, the picture on the front of it, has, a guy in like a Hawaiian shirt. It's based out of the Caribbean, is where they found this this product. It's called Spinosad. That product is actually based from a rum plant, like plants where they make rum.
Okay.
They found it there, so it's actually organic, and it will work for you. One of the things I would suggest doing is when you spray it, do it. I would do it at night after any bees or any insects, and mostly bees is what you worry about. After the bees have really gone back to their hive for the night, they usually at night they aren't out. It can be harmful to some bees. It is an insecticide. Even though it's organic, it's still an insecticide. So you just want to take the precautions if you're going to spray those. So that's why I always suggest doing later in the day. That way there's no bees, the beneficial insects, if you will, are not out, and you don't want to harm them at all.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Tricia, for the phone call. We appreciate it, and we'll talk with you soon, hopefully.
Okay.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Jolene in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Jolene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, and my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
Gift for your father and for all of us who have listened to Paul's show over the years. I remember first hearing him when he was on a major Boston station years ago, and have just loved listening to the show ever since. And again, thank you so much for continuing on with this wonderful, wonderful show. I really appreciate it, and I know hundreds of others do too.
Thank you.
I'm hoping you can help me with my zucchini plant.
Okay.
It's funny where so often people say, oh my gosh, I have so much zucchini, I don't know what to do with it. I want that to happen to me. And it has never happened. I've tried to grow zucchini for several years, and I'll get a few. But what is the trick to those yellow, beautiful yellow flowers that come into bloom and then drop? Oh my gosh.
So,
some poor plants.
Yeah, so it's actually funny. I myself, a couple of years ago, maybe might have been 8 at this point. I asked my father the same thing, because I was trying out living at a house, and I was trying to grow some vegetables on my own. You know, I'd always done it at home with him, and you know, I didn't have to worry about much with that, you know.
Yeah.
So I was doing it on my own, and one of the things that my father actually told me is, one of the keys to it is actually help pollinating the plants themselves. One of the things with zucchini, that type like a squash, those types of plants that have the flowers with the plant coming right behind it, the fruit, if you will, coming right behind it, is the best way to do it is to self-pollinate it, because one out of every 10 flowers will actually produce the vegetable. It's not every flower.
Yes, I've noticed that, too. Why is that? Why can't it be the opposite way?
It would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
One of the things is it's the plant's way of making sure it tries to get pollinated. Some of the things you can do when you're seeing the flowers all pop up, you look real close. You can see which one will actually have a little bit behind it, have a little bit of the plant behind of the fruit behind it. So at that point, what you can do is you can take one of the flowers that does not have it and actually pollinate it yourself. Take that flower, put it into the flower itself so that the end can actually pollinate the plant. You basically help job and making
sure. I know that over the years, Paul has given the tip of taking a little artist brush and painting it with, another flower where you can see the, what do you call the part that comes out that's all sticky that the bees love.
Exactly.
And I
it's basically doing
but
that.
I shouldn't bother painting the ones with just the stems. Look for the ones that have the zucchini behind it.
Yeah, and it'll be very small. It'll be, it'll be very small. And like I said, one out of every 10, it might be a little bit less, it might be one out of every 7, but it is a number that just like that, where only that one is going to produce the vegetable for you.
Yeah.
So it's really taking a look and looking from the beginning. The other thing, are you fertilizing at all on a regular, consistent basis? Or
I am. I tried Diaspoma for the first time this year, but I only put that in the ground when I put the plants in, and I've just been kind of cheating with the easier. I don't know why it's easier. I guess it's because it's outside and not down cellar. I've got to get this Diaspoma outside. I've just been throwing Miracle Grow on it a little bit. I do a mixture of organic and chemical. And I'm going to try to do more of Diaspoma fertilizer.
If you started at the beginning of the year with like a Biotone or something along those lines, that would be great to start it with. You can go with a liquid formula after that. That doesn't hurt it. The other thing you can do, and look for this maybe in the spring for next year, or you could look for it now. So the name of this product from Bonide is called Tomato and Blossom Set Spray.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I know it says tomato on it, but that's just their... Everybody wants to grow tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
That's like the known one out there. Everybody grows them. But it's meant for for anything that is fruiting, that's flowering like that.
Yeah.
It's a spray that's doing the pollinating for you, like we talked about. Instead of self-pollinating it, this can help do that.
Cool.
So that's a good little product to have. You know, you can use it, not tell anybody, and be like, oh, yeah, look at my plant. So it's one of those. Yeah, that's one of those things that, a lot of garden centers will sell it. It's in a small bottle, 8-ounce bottle. You don't need a lot of it. What it does is it'll actually help the plant, the fruit in the long term, help it ripen earlier. It's usually about like 3 weeks earlier. That's an added benefit.
Wonderful.
So those couple things right there should help you. I know the Aspoma products, they do have a liquid fertilizer as well. So you could be using the Aspoma granular to start with, maybe the Biotone. And then from there, you could also be using during the season, you could use the Tomato Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Tomato Tone is meant for the vegetables, that type of thing.
Right.
That can help if you're looking for the granular formula. But again, Aspoma does have a liquid formula, too.
Okay. Thanks for for the wonderful advice, just like your dad, okay? And keep up the good work, Patrick.
Thank you so much for calling and your kind words. We do appreciate it. We hear, the whole family hears everything, so thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to talking with you in the future.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
We're about 20 minutes to the bumper. We've got Tom in Massachusetts, if you'd like to start the question.
Definitely. Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Again, sincere condolences.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
I have some a lot of questions, so I'll just start with my hydrangeas, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
I would like to know, what do they bloom? I'm going to give you the names, and do they bloom on the old?
Okay.
Stems, new stems. So I'll start with Pinky Winky. Do they bloom on the old, new, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Why don't we do this? I'm going to go to the break. I didn't realize it was that quick. We'll get back to you on the other side of the break, and we'll get some more info for you.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's DYLN.co.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. The phone number you can reach us at is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Tom. He had a bunch of questions. He was actually talking about some hydrangeas, wondering if it's old wood, new wood, that type of thing. So, Tom, let's get right back into it.
When they finish, I have a question about petunias. Okay, endless summer, old wood, new wood, both?
So that does on both, and that's actually one of the ones that came into the industry where it was one of those, like, indestructible-type hydrangeas when it came to that. You could actually cut it back halfway through the year, and it would come back and rebloom. So it was kind of one of those, like, great-type things for you. I want to go back real quick to the Pinky Winky. That is on old wood. I said it was both before. I just wanted to clarify it. It's actually on the old
wood. Can I prune that in the fall?
Yeah, so you can prune it in the fall if you're trying to get the height, the size of it.
Right.
Usually the best time to plant to prune anything that is flowering is after it blooms. So once it's done blooming, that's the best time to really cut it back to shape it to the size that you want.
Okay.
The thing that you want to worry about is in the spring.
Right.
In the spring, you're going to look at it, and you're just going to see sticks.
Right.
And the mentality is, well, I don't know if that's alive. I should just cut it back. That's where a lot of those issues happen, is what they won't bloom because they need some of that old wood. What you need to do on a lot of the hydrangeas is take a look at it and say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to be patient. once the leaves start to pop out, we're going to start to see which stems, which sticks, if you will, actually stay. You're going to notice, you know, April and May, you're going to start to see a lot of green growth, and all of a sudden you're going to see some of the sticks sitting there. At that point, it's usually the best time to be getting rid of some of those other sticks. And it's the same with all the hydrangeas.
Okay, so I'm going to continue. How about my favorite Nico Blue?
So the Nico Blue is an old-time variety, and that one is on old wood.
Oh, I always thought it was new.
I always like to look at it and say, if I'm not 100% positive, leave it. Okay. So, you know, one of the things that my father has always says, there's no real mistakes when you're gardening.
Right.
If you look at it and you say, all right, you know what? I just need to prune this back. It's too big. It's too crazy.
Yeah.
You can just do it.
Does it bloom on the old wood, Nico Blue?
Usually, yes.
Not the new wood.
I mean, it might on some of it, but the majority of it should be on old wood.
How about the oak leaf?
The oak leaf is also on old wood.
And lastly, on the hydrangeas, lace hydrangeas.
So, depending upon the variety, because the lace hydrangea is like a lace cap,
right.
There are some new varieties that are kind of like that endless summer variety. I believe it's called like Twist and Shout. They have some names like that, like Let's Dance, Rhythm and Blues, that type of thing. Some of those will be blossoming on new wood as well as old. So it really depends on the variety. If you're seeing one that a lot of the ones that are close to the endless summer actually have that blue pot, endless summer blue pot, those would be ones where it would be old and new wood when you purchase them. So take a look at that. So that should give you some ideas. One of the things that you can take a look at is the majority of paniculata type hydrangeas.
Right.
So the genus and species are the first two names for the plant. The genus would be hydrangea. The species would be paniculata. The majority, and I'd say almost all the paniculata, are going to be blooming on old wood. There might be some new varieties that come out, that type of thing. The macrophylla or the macrophylla, that's the one where you're going to have a bunch of them that can do on old and new, but a bunch of them that are going to be on old wood.
Can I ask one last question?
Yeah, keep on going.
I'm getting nervous. I have petunias, and I hang them on the front porch outside, and it's happened every year. It gets filled with the white flies, so I found out to use oil.
Yep.
And now it's getting like black specks. So I cut them all back, spray them again, and then they come back again. What can I prevent them with all the time?
Water the plant from on the soil, not above it. That's really going to help you. That's going to do a lot for you. When we come back in the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give you some more info.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.